It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the download on Chicago Business, brought to you by Signature Bank. It's our weekly segment where we talk with CEOs and small business owners. They tell us their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, just in time for Mother's Day, we talk flowers. Florists in the flower delivery industry is a multi-million dollar pursuit, with national companies shipping flowers at high speeds all around the country. But for the Chicago company Flower for Dreams, the goal is to be local. The company, in operation since 2012, recognized that florists and flower delivery could be improved upon when it comes to product and distribution models. So Flowers for Dreams committed itself to local, organic flowers, fair pricing, and an effort to be local. Each month, they set aside a portion of their proceeds to charity. This month, the charity is MASK, Mothers Against Senseless Killing. 25% of the proceeds will go to the Chicago organization that's fighting violence block by block. In addition to that, Flowers for Dreams also sold $15 bouquets to donate for a mom who's lost her child to gun violence. The bouquets, they sold out. And there are big plans for expansion with this company. Tomorrow, Flower for Dreams will open their first shop in Milwaukee, and they're expanding their footprint in Chicago, coming downtown in June. Stephen Dime is the co-founder and CEO for Flowers for Dreams, and he's my guest tonight, the Download in Chicago Business. Stephen, thanks for being here.
Good to be here. Excited to talk.
So, all right. So, first off, let's talk about this is the charity, of course, and Heidi Stevens had a big article today in the Chicago Tribune about giving to this charity. You choose a charity every month. This month, to give proceeds to MASK and to have this special thing to give bouquets of flowers to moms who have lost children. Where's this come from?
You know, this is one of the more proud charity partnerships we've done. And you're right, we choose a different charity each month, and we give them a quarter of our profits from all our flower sales. So May, Mother's Day being kind of the quintessential May holiday, and for flowers, one of our Super Bowl periods in a year, it felt like a perfect month to kind of showcase and be spokespeople for Mothers Against Senseless Killings. They're a phenomenal organization based in Inglewood, which often has a really negative reputation and certainly is kind of riddled with violence, gang violence and gun violence. And these moms who have been affected by gun violence and have lost people to gun violence have decided to get out on the street, make themselves known by having block parties and sitting out with cookouts on street corners. And many of them have lost children to gun violence. So we said, you know, hey, this month we're going to be ordering, servicing a lot of bouquets for Mother's Day. Let's give some to moms who, you know, may not have anyone to send to them anymore. Chicago is kind of one community. We wanted to show that moms from one area can send to another. And it was a huge success. In 4 hours, we sold out.
Like that. And the messages, and Heidi published some of those messages, but the messages that were sent along from people is pretty inspiring.
It was amazing.
It's very emotional. Let's talk about this. Why do you give 25% of your proceeds to a charity each month? Because that seems like a lot. I'm not trying to downplay giving charitable donations, but a quarter of your proceeds. How do you succeed in giving away that kind of cash?
Yeah, it is a lot, and it makes it a fun and interesting challenge constantly to kind of make our business work around it. And I think it's a great challenge that most businesses should kind of instill. And, you know, when we set out to create Flowers for Dreams in 2012, there was three main criteria that we thought could be better in the floral industry. One, kind of accessibility. The price felt either deceptive when it was an online company or just really expensive to send with delivery a bouquet
deceptive
from a local
how?
Florist.
I mean, just the idea that...
starting at $19.99, and there's teddy bears, and there's balloons, and there's deluxe, and there's $25 shipping, all of a sudden you're at $65, and it shows up in a box, and it's not necessarily what you paid for. And, you know, we wanted to create an experience. When we started, we were in our early 20s, just out of college. We started flower peddling when we were 19, so we've been in the industry a while. We said, we can't spend $60, $80, $100, $150 for flowers, and they should be enjoyed more often. So that was a key criteria, but we also had this social conscience aim, where it was, we kind of wanted to be the socially conscious alternative. Everything was built on a company that would better reflect our preferences aesthetically, our budget abilities as millennials, and our concern for having companies and supporting companies that care about the community. So it was very important from the beginning to incorporate giving into our model.
For you to start as flower peddling at a young age and to turn it into the successful business that is Flowers for Dreams, You know, talk about that journey, because, you know, automatically a lot of, I mean, you're already going into an area when you talk about florists and flower delivery that people have cornered the market. You've got your corner store, which is taking care of a neighborhood, and then you've got these national brands that they're able to flood the market with commercials and advertising, right, and be able to really point people to their product. How do you find a footprint or a foothold in the flower business when you're an upstart, anew?
So I actually think that there's a huge gap. You're right. There's the local mom and pop, and they are, artistry is their keynote thing. You know, they're good artists. They make a great bouquet. And then there's the online companies that have outsourced the entire process, and they're the opposite of artisans, right? They're a marketing company in many cases. They don't actually fulfill their own orders in a lot of cases. So we felt there was this gap where we had an opportunity. We kind of fashioned ourselves a hybrid between the local mom and pop and the online company. So our storefronts, our website, primarily, the vast majority of our orders come in online, but we fulfill it all in-house. We source our own flowers. We design our own flowers. We deliver them all by hand like a local florist would. So we kind of can give the price of a more online company, right, but have the experience that's local.
And that's really where you can improve upon the industry, is that ability to have that front-facing, that storefront to be the website. And that's really what sets you guys apart, that, you know, you're not going to a shop. I mean, you could, but you're not going into the Flowers for Dreams shop that's on the corner. You're actually going through the process that is very organic and authentic at this point, just going through the web and being able to then use the, what has always been the staple of the floral industry, use prompt delivery and local product to get it there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about, well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break so we stay on time, because I want to talk about the challenge of expansion, because we mentioned at the beginning, tomorrow starts in Milwaukee. You got plans for a new shop downtown that'll be a challenge as well, to get out of the neighborhoods and come downtown. In studio, Stephen Dime. He's a co-founder and CEO of Flowers for Dreams, a great floral company here in Chicago that's disrupting the flower industry as we know it. He's my guest tonight in the Download in Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. Stephen Dime's in tonight. He's a co-founder and CEO of Flowers for Dreams, which is disrupting the floral industry as we know it. A local company right there on Hubbard, near West Side here, plans to expand. They've got an opening of a shop tomorrow in Milwaukee. They're actually opening up down here in Chicago, downtown Chicago, in June. You know, for you, what you push forward is that you're a local business and that you give a quarter of your proceeds, monthly proceeds, to charity. That's a big part of your selling point. It's a marketing. How do you make money when you're doing that? I mean, this is a business that has a lot of turnover. If you think about it, you have to have fresh products. So there's not a lot of inventory. There's not a lot of wiggle room when it comes to how much money's coming in and how much money's going out. How do you make money in flowers?
No question. And it's a great question. I love answering it now, because I've started to kind of look at that as, you know, and I almost wish to encourage other business owners to do the same. I look at it as an unchangeable fact for our business, and we have to work around and make our business work to ensure that we can keep giving to charity as a fundamental part of our business. It's so much in our DNA. But how we actually make it happen, and right when we started, we knew the key factor in flowers is inventory and spoilage. So our industry trade association reveals that 35% of waste exists for an average florist. So one of every three stems dies before it sells. So we figured if we could eliminate spoilage to a large degree, we could create a more competitive price, and we could afford in our margin to give to charity. So early on, we decided to, you know, when we started, we only had one bouquet in our menu. One bouquet, it was $35, it's free delivery. Now we have four bouquets.
I was going to say, I remember maybe two.
Possibly, yeah. Slowly, you know, a few more options. Right, but it allows us to keep, you know, flexible industry. Right. We're not kind of at the behest of what roses changed to.
And that's a really interesting point, because variety has always been, and you kind of mentioned it before with some of the bigger companies, that's what they're selling. They're selling the way that you can modify and adjust, and you can make your own, you can customize. But that starts to cost the consumer money. There is something in the idea of saying, this is what we offer. It's one bouquet. That's two bouquets. That's the idea. Take it or leave it.
Exactly. And I think when confronted with that choice as a customer, would you rather pay $35 with free delivery, often on a bicycle, delivered by hand, the whole experience, but not be able to select roses, lilies, tulips precisely, and kind of take it as like a chef's recommendation as you would a restaurant? Or would you rather pay $100 and have it delivered in a UPS box and be able to choose roses, right, right. lilies, tulips, exactly. And I think most customers will choose the former.
And that would I see how that would bring down the cost of spoilage because you're in control of what the actual product is.
Right.
For you, as you expand, I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, to you've had such success in the last 5-6 years here in Chicago. You've become people know the brand. They've been writing about it in the Tribune today. You're definitely getting traction in the Chicago area. You have to kind of throw all that away to start fresh in a new town, starting tomorrow in Milwaukee. What did you learn from starting fresh in Chicago that you're going to apply to what you do in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, naturally as flower peddlers when we were 19, where this all started, it was really scrappy. We hustle. I was in Milwaukee today. I just got back here in Chicago. I'm all over the place. My co-founder Joe is the same. Our whole team is. We really kept that mentality of, you know, hawking a bouquet on the street. Every bouquet counts and every customer counts. So I think, you know, that's kind of cliche to say, but it truly is a differentiator when we care in this in that way for each customer, each order. We may see many bouquets. Really, the customer sees one and that's our care. I mean, for us in expansion and what we're trying to do is, you know, we don't want to, you know, it's been great growing in Chicago. And I appreciate the recognition of our brand. And Milwaukee's kind of a natural next step because we can leverage a lot of the supply chain and logistics we've built here right. pretty easily being 90 minutes away. But what's happening in floral is happening in a lot of smaller industries. And it's like the rise of craft. So we saw it in beer 30 and 40 years ago, coffee maybe sooner. You know, it used to be just Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts on the street. And now we have all these amazing third wave coffee roasters that are offering a local, right. small batch, independent, high quality alternative. And we think customers want the same in flowers. And that's what's happening. We hope we can kind of usher in a craft flower movement, the same thing that's happened.
Do you have to reprogram the customer? Because there is something to be said about, I mean, there's, I think right away in my head, I think New York City, and I think, you know, bodegas that are out and you just grab the flower that are there and pull it, or in the grocery store. Do you have to think about reprogramming customers to understand what you're trying to do?
Well, you know, I think that could be a part of our movement, right? We want to make flowers more accessible. In fact, you talk about Manhattan or San Francisco or LA, you can buy flowers on every street corner. So in 2016, we actually got an ordinance overturned here in Chicago to allow flowers to be permittable on the street.
Up to that point, it wasn't.
70 plus years, it wasn't. And then we had the first flower truck ever, also written about in the Tribune, that still exists in Chicago and it's been here for now a third season. We wander around the streets and sell flowers. So we want to make flowers more accessible. We want more flower carts and more flower trucks. And we want the bodega atmosphere that New York has. Because again, we want to create a flower buying experience that feels easy. Not, oh my God, it's $100. How can I send this more than right. once a year?
Why Chicago? I mean, obviously you've had to go against the grain to change laws and ordinances in the city to be able to accommodate this kind of business. But you talked about places like L.A., San Francisco, New York City who don't have those things. So what is it about Chicago that is a town that you chose to set up Flowers for Dreams?
Well, the truth for us is, I'm from here. I came back here in college when it was, and I keep hearkening back to that. I needed a way to make extra money. I wasn't jumping on a plane to New York or L.A. to hawk flowers. It was right in my backyard. But what I've learned that makes Chicago special and kind of the heartland in general and why we're thinking about Milwaukee and the Midwest in particular is there truly is an appreciation for the level of customer service and the level of quality we have in a different way. And I don't want to, you know, discount the coast, where sometimes convenience and luxury, I think, often are a little bit more overvalued in some of those markets. So we're not the Uber for flowers. Our main catch is not that it's speedy, not that you can order it really quickly off right. in an app. Our thing is, again, local, small batch, independent, will support local charities. It's going to be really a high quality experience. And I think that's something that we found that isn't unique to Chicago, but something that these cities in the Midwest really value.
As old as new again, right?
For sure.
This month, Mother's Day, of course, around the corner right here, but the we talked about a little bit earlier, the charity that Flowers for Dreams are giving to this a quarter of their proceeds is MASC, Mothers Against Senseless Killing. 25% of the proceeds go to this Chicago organization that's fighting violence block by block. The $15 bouquets are sold out. You did that in 4 hours, but that was to be able to send flowers to a mom who lost their child to gun violence. And that was written up today by Heidi Stevens in the Chicago Tribune. Stephen Dime, co-founder and CEO of Flowers for Dreams here in Chicago and Milwaukee and downtown Chicago, coming up in June. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me.